Morning, class.
Morning, teach.
Tired today. Feel like I played the game.
Sleep much?
Not long enough. Didn't leave here till late.
Any more thought on the trade deadline? Too many home games. Too many games.
You know what? All I know is that talking with the players, they didn't have much, you know. And it's really interesting. You try to manage all this stuff and you think, okay, should we have practiced Sunday before the game, play Monday, you know. And I remember the lead up to that St. Louis game and talking with the staff that players were really spent and trying to get everything into that game on Saturday versus St. Louis, and then we just need to stay away from the rink, you know. And then you look back and you think, okay, well, what happened? And, you know, I don't know the real, trying to solve those answers. It's just, the only thing, logic I can come up with for me at least, is that it's the magnitude of the games. And it's not going to change. We have 17 games left. If you look at the number of games we've played 65 games. Goodness me, some teams have got 5 games in hand on us. Like Boston's played 60 games. You know, it's like, when are they going to play those? And I don't know. Like for us right now, we're not going to change very much. We're just trying to manage. We're going to try to pour everything we can into the games. That's really what we have to do, and we have to try to manage the best the other time around the games the best we can, as intelligent as we can. I'm going to have to make sure that I get feedback from the players and make sure that we deal with this intelligently and trust that we're managing this thing in the right way, because the way that I look at it, we're going to have 17 playoff games here, and that's just to get in if we can. Yeah.
What, aside from skill, where does the mental strength in a team come from? Is it a maturing process that happens over time? For example, there would be certain teams in the league, and the skill is an issue in some respects too, but there would be certain teams in the league recognize last night and say, okay, we haven't played a good 40 minutes, but we have a lead, we have an opportunity here to take care of a very important game.
Right.
And they would come out with a different level for the third grade that would be a positive level for them to sew that up. So I guess what I'm asking is this group a group that is maturing still and will at some point be able to understand and react better, or was it, like you say, fatigue or other issues?
Well, that's a good question, you know. Or do you have enough depth? Like, that's the other variable in there that you have to really wonder, you know. Like, for example, let's use an example of maybe of that. Would Detroit, how would that have gone with Detroit? A mature, older team that's won, that's gone, that has a lot of experience and maturity. How would they handle that third period, you know? Would it have happened with them? Would they have been able to hold on or keep and say, look, we just got 20 minutes to get through here? You know, I think some of that is experience of the wear that you have from the travels that you have, meaning the experience in playoffs and through the years, the experience you have in your room and all those things. I think that has something to do with it. And, but, you know, it's funny. You look at that game last night and you think, I look at that third goal where we stumbled on the play, went down. It wasn't a great goal at all. You look at that goal, it's like, ooh. That's the strangest thing. You know, do you get a save there? Does it? Because that was a nothing play. They got a goal off a nothing play. That's like a free goal. And it turned out to be the 3-2 go-ahead goal. I think it's somewhat a maturing process with your team and the history with your team that you have. Have you been a consistent winner? So let's take Nashville, for example, then. Let's take Detroit out of it. Let's take Nashville. Would Nashville have handled this game differently? Because they've steadily climbed and they've got consistent. Now they've added some parts here in the, you know, they've added some parts here at the trade deadline and they look like they're going to push it. But they've continually matured and would they have been able to have a different result in that game? I don't know. I would think that they might, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Yeah.
But do you have the tools to be able to react to the circumstances?
Well, that's the other thing. That's the variable I talk about is the depth.
Yeah. I mean, does each individual player have the personal tools plus, as you say, do you have the overall?
Depth enough, yeah. You know. Like if I have 8 A games versus what I need maybe at this time of year is 14, 15 A games, can I win with 8? I don't know that we can, you know. If Detroit have 8 or 10 A games, can they win? Do they have enough? Is there, you know, are they have more higher-end skill or whatever it is, you know, is that enough to put them over the top? That's interesting, you know. I don't know the real answer. That's what you do. You toss that around all the time. It's no different than me going in after the second period and thinking to myself, okay, we're up. How am I going to get, that's exactly what I did the same thing talking to myself, you know. How am I going to get us to play a solid 20 minutes, not knowing if we would. I didn't have any comfort there in thinking, okay, I just wasn't sure how this was going to go. From the first period to the second period, what's the third going to be like? You know, and I didn't. So I thought to myself, okay, how are we going to get this across here? How are we going to get 20 minutes out of us to win the game? And then we start off, and boom, we're down 3-2. So whatever I was thinking didn't work.
But did you start slow, or was it circumstance? You get a 2-on-1 that turns into a power play, that turns into a power play goal, that turns into a defenseman falling, that turns into a soft goal in about 45 seconds. Or did that, those chain of events?
Yeah. Well, the events I think led to a degree, but I think circumstances had a little bit to do with it. That's just the way it went. I mean, when I keep going back over that one particular series of things that led up to that goal, that was. Then when that happened, I remember thinking to myself, "Okay, we got to get over this. We still got 17 minutes to play." A lot can happen, and I didn't want to see the replay of the Islander game. And can we still muster this up? You know, then they made it 4-2, and I thought, okay, where are we at here? Can we get enough? You know, who can you go with? Who can you play? And it was this problem I was having as I was trying to look through my lines and figure out, okay, where's our energy level at? There was nobody that was standing up. They all looked the same for me. And that's no, like I said that last night, there's no disrespect to the players because they're giving me what they have, what they got, I think. It's interesting, though. That's what makes coaching fun. You know, there is no manual. There is no manual when you're trying to think of solutions to these issues and you're looking ahead at these things. You know, you don't turn to page 12 and say, okay, here's the button and away we go. You know, is it page 12 or is it page 6? Or hang on, maybe it's 18. Yeah. This is a wrong edition. Right. Yeah, I don't know. Like, if you're looking at a pattern such as the Islander game, taking them too lightly, and then you play the Islanders, and then you lose. You know, you take Edmonton too lightly and you lose. If that's what you're thinking pattern-wise, I wouldn't see that. I don't see it that way. I don't think that's there because I think the games are too important this time of year and our focus has been strictly the opponent. And I don't think that we've been able to really, through the year of playing 65 games, I don't think there's been any easy games where we've been able to say, okay, we're going into and there's an automatic 2 points. You know, every game is difficult to win, and that's been proven over 65 games. And I don't know how you could ever think that, oh, here's an automatic 2 points. It's never happened all year. So why would you start thinking that now? That'd be odd for me to think that we'd be able to do that. You know. So, I don't know, you know. There's a lot of things like you think about, you know. I think the difficulty of the task here is, I think the maturity is one of the things. And I think it goes to show how difficult it is at this time of year. And the other thing that I think that's difficult, it's been like this now for quite some time. It's not been easy for our team. And we've gone ups and downs, and it's been nose to the grindstone for a long time. And that's why the decision was to take Sunday off. And I don't know if that was the right one, but because the fatigue factor and emotionally and all that stuff is just, it's a grind. And it's steady. No.
From the, three, 4 days down the
line, and hindsight's 20/20. Yeah, I can't sit here and say to you, if we had a practice Sunday, we would have won Monday. We might have been worse. We might have been worse than that. We don't know that. You know? So that's the problem.
Could this upcoming, I don't want to call it a break, but the games seem to be stretched out a little bit more here over the next week. Does that make it a little more manageable?
I think it's better for everybody. I think it allows us to catch our breath for a second, you know, because we've all only been playing. It's like we play, we recover, we play, we recover, we play. It's like, it's nice not having to play tomorrow. It's nice where we can kind of just like, okay, catch our breath here and then play, you know, and then it happens again. So I think that's pretty good. And through this month, we got some pockets here where we catch up, you know. We catch our breath a bit, but in the meantime, teams are catching up to us in games. So I think those are the things that we're going to see is going to be a real factor. And that's why I'm dealing with focusing on just the task, just the game. Like we're dealing with Florida, that's it. You know, because I know what's going to happen now is teams are going to look, and the media is going to be 17 games left and 6 versus your division and 10 versus your conference and 9 versus this and all this other stuff that here we go again, you know. So for me, it's just going to be Florida. We need to focus on winning. We have 17 playoff games. We have to get as many wins as we can. It's that simple. And, you know, that game against Florida, we can leave nothing. Everything's got to be poured into that game. We can leave nothing on the table in that game. In an ideal world, we'd be able to pick up 2 clean points. If we were able to do that, that would be really good for us. That would really be helping ourselves. And then we'll move on to the next task when we get there. That's the only way that I see how to do it right now. I'd rather not get a 3-point game, and, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't get into the preference games, you know, like, we do what we have to do, and they are going to do what they have to do, and the cards will fall where they do. That's almost like when you're sitting there saying, you know, is you almost... Like if you were ever in a position where you'd want to get the first round pick, for example, how would you coach like that? You know, like you coach every day to win. It's like you wouldn't have a conscience. You know? It's almost the same type of thing. You know? You'd coach every game to win, regardless.
Do you watch those games, or do you just go for dinner and just look in the morning?
No, I watch them. Sometimes I watch them. I don't study them, but I watch them, pay attention to them. You know. Sometimes you got to have a life too, you know, like get so immersed in hockey. Is it? I don't do well when I do know myself well enough to know that I don't do well when I'm there's, I got to take a break as well sometimes, and I have to, you know, get my rest, and I have to be able to manage my own self because I don't have clarity then, and that's not good for me. I don't manage well when I don't have clarity there. So I do know that. So if I find that I'm really tired, I'm like, okay, I don't need to watch hockey right now. I'll just peek at it once in a while.
When I talked with Ken Hitchcock on the weekend, one of the things he said about the first time you guys met.
Well, maybe. Yeah, I do to a degree. I do, you know, like where I always want to find I'm always looking ahead to try to find the better way to play the game, the better way to create offense, the better way to be faster or to be, that's how I think, you know, I always think in those terms. When I watch tape, I always learn and study, and like I don't lose sight of the checking role. Ken's immersed into the checking and the, like he calls it, the blue collar, you know. I could see that we're different that way, you know. That would be the only thing. I think different like that, you know. Like I'm always face-off plays and this and that, you know. All those things is kind of how I think. That's just how I do things, you know.
Hey, guys.
All right, guys, thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you.